a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Are you ready, Steve?
Andy?
Okay.
Okay.
Mick? Okay.
All right, fellas.
Welcome to the top five things. I get Slade and Sweet confused, but they're very different
bands. What about Status Quo?
Ooh, I don't know other than Pictures of Matchstick Men. I don't know any Status Quo songs.
Get involved.
Yeah? Are they all kind of the same band?
No.
Here's what I know about Status Quo. I know the song Pictures of Matchstick Men, and I know that that was Princess Diana's favorite band. That's why they got to do Live Aid.
I thought her favorite band was Duran Duran.
That's an interesting bone of contention. I thought it was Status Quo.
Two very big bands on the other side of the ocean. Never really took off here.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
And then Sweet is still out and about, but I think
there's two Sweets, though.
No, I think there's one, but it's the drummer.
The guy that goes, okay.
Okay.
Are you ready? Andy? Mick's the guy that goes, okay. Who's the guy that says okay like he's a little compromised? Like he might be, when he's not drumming on the drums, he might be just beating his head with a mallet. Who's the guy that goes, okay. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
But who's the guy? It's not Andy. Steve, Andy, and Mick. Mick's the guy that goes, okay. He's a little confused. Like he might not know.
Whatever you guys say.
He might be. He just goes along.
Whatever.
Just goes along. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's go! Oh, wow. What a band. What a look. Great drummer.
What an era.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the album version, though. Because I remember him being a little bit dumber when he says, okay. Like, in my mind...
Maybe you were compromised.
In my mind, the drummer's like, okay. Like, just a little... Is this a different version? This has got to be... And the way that the guys talk at the beginning of the song, keep this in mind, this is like 30 years before they invented Molly. I mean, these guys are all very like, I like textures. Oh. They're very, very huffy, which is weird.
Ready, Steve? Uh-huh. Andy? Yeah. Mick? Okay.
I remember it differently. I remember Mick
being
a little...
That's okay, you can remember it differently.
I remember Mick sounding a little goofier there. Welcome, everyone, to the top five things. My name is Dave. His name is Darren. We're really happy that you're joining us here today. We'll be more excited for the show on Saturday. I'm going to be just deadly honest. Today's show is not going to be as much fun as the next one we do.
Because the next one's at Capriati's.
Yes.
We'll be there at noon on Saturday, December 8th,
mm-hmm.
So if you're holiday shopping or if you just need a sandwich, please stop by Capriati's and say hi and be part of the podcast.
I just want to temper everyone's expectations on this episode. You'll be glad you're here for it. I hope you enjoy listening to the show.
Really more of a holding pattern.
Right? Well, I thought the last show we did was really good,
although
I don't remember any of it.
Okay.
Andy? Uh-huh. What was he doing?
You don't
what
remember
is he
what
doing?
We did, but it was good.
I remember thinking, that was a really good show. And then as I was trying to put the notes together for what we talked about, I'm like, I'll be damned if I remember that, any of it. 45 minutes of show, I don't remember any of it. We'll get some great texts on the text line I want to read today on the show. A story here of two high-ranking officials in the Iowa government who have lost their job because of a banana they wanted to have.
Bananas.
Bananas. Two high-ranking officials in the Iowa Workplace Safety Agency, OSHA. Terminated.
Need to give them a call.
Terminated following an investigation.
Next time we have a big rain, I need to give them a call.
Apparently, the Associated Press reporting that this investigation began in July.
Need to take a look at that public file, too.
God That's a great call.
Uh-huh.
I bet if you did that, there'd be a hefty fine.
My guess is yes.
Wow.
My guess is they're probably not on top of it.
Oh, boy. You think maybe some non-compliance?
Yes.
Oh, my
non-compliance.
God. I guarantee you're right on that. Oh, boy. Investigation, according to the Associated Press, began in July when Governor Kim Reynolds' State Human Resources Agency was getting anonymous tips that these OSHA workers were using a toy banana to make sexual jokes.
We're going to need props.
Hey, look at this banana.
It's hilarious.
What does this remind you of, everybody?
You know what that joke needs? Rubber banana.
Dawn Chamberlain, a office assistant, and OSHA consultant Ben Brightman routinely passed around a child's banana toy made of soft, stretchy material, and they would pretend it was a penis and wave it at passing employees. You don't get to do that.
No, you don't get to stick that in people's faces.
This is not Mad Men.
I do this to everybody. And last night I had a dream. Your hair was up. Now let me take a look at that public file. Because you know why? Because I'm a pain in the ass.
Dawn admitted that she had brought the banana to the office, but both she and Brightman denied the toy was used in an intimidating sexual manner, saying, oh, no, that's just a stress ball.
No, you were intimidating all of us. And you kept giving free massages. Stop rubbing my shoulders. I do this to everyone.
Okay. Darren is, just to bring you
I'm just making reference to creeps.
Darren's making reference to a couple of different creeps that we used to work with at the old place.
That's all.
One guy who would go around telling women that he had dreams about them, but in the dream your hair was up.
Well, what he did is he hugged everybody. And by hugging everybody, that provided enough cover for the people he really wanted to hug.
Something else. So these guys were going around acting like the like this. Here's a picture of what the banana looks like.
Mm-hmm,
it's
just a little toy.
Mm-hmm, well, a toy banana.
Fisher Price type toy.
Yeah. It's a child's banana. And they would pass it and wave it around.
Although, is that a good idea for a toy?
I don't know why.
Why would you want to give a plastic banana to a small child?
You wouldn't.
What do you think they're going to do with it? Is it possible they might stick it in their mouth?
This looks like something a kid would choke to death.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who this is intended for, other than weirdos at the Iowa OSHA office that want to pretend they got a wiener.
You're better off. It's safer. It's safer being a sex joke prop.
Right. That's
than a kid having it.
That's for the best of everybody.
That's something everyone can enjoy.
You've seen these refrigerators? When's the last time you went and bought a refrigerator? How long has it been?
Been a while. I remember they brought it. I did not bring it home. I did not tie it to the top of the car. And
it's not a Christmas tree. It's a refrigerator. Did you go out into the forest and pick your own refrigerator?
It's been a while. I will say this about that.
This one will be perfect for the holidays.
I'll say this about that refrigerator.
Yeah.
The water. Do you use the water?
Oh, yeah. Sure do.
The water and the ice thing never really worked.
No. They generally don't.
It broke down shortly thereafter.
My dad was telling
the water
story.
Always tasted funny.
Yeah.
You know, you change the filter and everything. It's right. It got to the point where it's screw it. I'm not, forget the water from the refrigerator.
My dad was telling the story where they got a refrigerator and it had water built into it so you could get water. Or it made its own ice. It made its own ice. Now, see, we never had anything like that growing up.
Well, no, of course not.
I don't think that was even available.
I've got five ice makers myself. That was Dad's line about
how come you don't have a dishwasher?
That was the dad. Yeah, that was the line.
Right.
Why would I do that when I've got five already?
See, the joke in our house was why don't we have a garage door opener? I do. I got two of them. Get out and open the garage door, especially in the rain. That was a riot. Open the garage door for Dad, will you?
It's a good line.
Mm-hmm. So the refrigerator that I wanted to talk to you about.
Yes.
It's a Samsung, and what they have are these real fancy new refrigerators.
That basically are virtual or whatever they are.
Oh, wait, yes. Yeah, so,
I mean, it's just you can do anything you want. You can plan a funeral. Oh, you can
right.
On your
Oh, my dad was telling a story where, okay, so it makes his own ice. And that, you have to understand, was a big deal that they got.
Quite an upgrade.
Well, something happened, and it wouldn't stop making ice.
Oh, well, that's...
And they were up to their eyeballs in ice.
It's kind of like the Fruit of the Month Club. We can't possibly eat this many pears.
And the fridge broke, and he was like, I don't want
it. I don't want it fixed.
He explains to the guy, the fridge salesman, he's like, they're like, well, this one has water, this one has ice. He's like, I don't trust these things to make their own ice. I don't want that as a feature.
Uh-huh.
And they had to basically order a special refrigerator.
Because they all make ice.
Yes, because you're living in the 21st century, Fred.
Until they don't.
Yeah. I don't trust these things.
Too much ice.
Making ice all the goddamn time.
Speaking of your parents.
The ice almost killed your mother.
Speaking of your parents.
Yes.
Are you going to be going up there and tailgating and then seeing Sir Paul in Green Bay?
I saw that he's doing a show there, yeah.
Lambeau Field.
Oh, is it Lambeau?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You can finally make it happen.
Going to Lambeau?
And see your parents and Laddie the turkey.
Laddie's no longer with us. Well,
Laddie would have been safe at a Paul show.
It's true. Well, that turkey's got just as much right to be as any of us. So, this family just bought this brand new refrigerator.
Yes.
And it's one of these Samsungs that's got a television.
It does everything.
Yeah. Which, again, I don't understand. I don't understand that you need to have, for instance, I think the refrigerator that we have here in the kitchen is about a year and a half old. They had a technology, and I guess they still do, where you can, there's video cameras in the refrigerator.
Oh, brother.
So if you're out and about shopping, you can look inside your fridge,
man,
to see what's in it.
Of course.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, somehow we've managed to get along without that technology, so we'll pass on
mm-hmm.
that. And then they've got all these things with the TV screens.
What are you doing in the refrigerator, weirdo?
You can get the weather. Every morning it'll tell you what the weather's going to be like. Yeah, I feel like we've already got stuff.
That does that, sure.
Right?
And
here's what I need you to do.
I don't need a refrigerator as an alarm clock.
No, I need you to keep the food cold. That's it.
Yes.
Now this one here does make ice, and then there is a water feature, and sure, that's fancy and very, very Jetsony. But that's about it. This idea of spending all this money on one of these refrigerators that's got all the damn bells and whistles on
uh-huh.
it. This family is saying they bought a Samsung Family Hub refrigerator. The smartest and most expensive refrigerator on the market
mm-hmm.
right now.
What do they want for that?
$4,300, all right, for a fridge. Now, here's the thing. This is a family, the Farahs, Jordan and Ben Farah, bought this refrigerator, and she's got, the wife says she's got two toddlers, and the refrigerator stopped working. Now, all of the gadgets on it work, but it doesn't keep food cold. Okay? So they call...
Don't have enough power!
They call the repair company and says, can you come and fix this? Because it's not keeping...
Did you buy the warranty?
They do have a warranty.
Bet they do.
But she says she opened the door in the refrigerator and it was 75 degrees on the inside.
That won't do it.
Right? So they start calling these technicians. The warranty, they come out and they say... here you go. We got some new parts. We put it in. And so they fix it. They put new parts in the refrigerator. They leave. She opens the door. It's 75 degrees inside the refrigerator, which is the opposite of what a refrigerator should be. So then they start calling other technicians. And basically what they've been told is, your refrigerator is too new.
We don't know how to fix it.
We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, but I don't want you to fix all the gadgets. I just want you to fix the refrigerator part. You don't know how to fix the refrigerator part?
They're saying that the parts are so new that nobody knows how to fix it. And that there's like one guy, they live in Florida, there's only one guy in the entire state who can handle the refrigerant that this particular Samsung takes. And at one point, they call Samsung.
I bet he's not cheap.
And Samsung says to them, okay, well, obviously you've got a problem, and you're going to need this kind of technician to come out and fix your refrigerator. So
we can get him there in 6 months.
And keep in mind, no, it's better than that. They just spent $4,300 on a refrigerator. So Samsung says, okay, we've got this figured out. You're going to need this kind of technician. And they say, great. How soon can he get here? And they say, well, I can't tell you how long this is going to be fixed because at this time that job has not been created yet. We haven't even thought of hiring
They're
someone.
They're all still in training.
Yes. Yes. All the technicians that we have that will eventually at some point be able to work on these futuristic refrigerators, training is either just beginning or ongoing. You're going to have to wait, according to Samsung, an indefinite time.
Can
to
you
get your refrigerator?
Can you send
fixed?
Over the person who invented this?
Someone from Samsung's.
Well, I made it. I don't know how to fix it.
They say we stand behind the quality and innovation of our refrigerators. We regret the experience that the Ferrier family has had with their refrigerator and have scheduled an authorized service provider to inspect their unit. We aspire to have best-in-class service for all Samsung customers and will carefully review the Ferrier family's experience in an effort to constantly improve our processes. Yeah, but they don't have a refrigerator. They're using it now, basically, for dry storage. Like, they're keeping
pantry. It's a pantry.
Yeah, they
you can put
the,
you can put honey in there, and it's
bread
fine.
And
sure.
Cereal is in the refrigerator. Again, a refrigerator that costs $4,300. Now, will it tell them what the weather is? You betcha. Will it keep milk cold? It will not. And you've got toddlers in the house who like to have milk. I don't know. I think at some point, I'm just giving this as a consumer product alert.
Uh huh.
Go ahead and buy all the refrigerators you want because this family is hurting. I've got the top five.
Let's
things.
Let's do that. The top five things podcast brought to you by the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is presenting Frightmare Before Christmas, two nights only, and it starts tomorrow, Friday, December 7th, and then Saturday, December 8th, from 7 till midnight. Tickets are just $15. VIP tickets are $20. You can save yourself $3 by bringing a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Tickets are limited, but you can get those online and get them in advance at qcfactoryoffear.com. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quad City's only Christmas-themed haunted attraction. They're at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including Twitch Claws, Zombie Santa, the Grinchman, Krampus, and others. It's not your shopping mall, Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, presents Frightmare Before Christmas, and the wait is just about over. Two nights, this Friday and Saturday, December 8th, 7th and 8th, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and we will be there this Saturday at noon doing an on-site podcast. So stop on by at noon, have lunch with us, and be a part of the podcast as well. Again, sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Download the Loyalty app and get free food. And of course, when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one, and that deal will be in effect on Saturday. So see you then.
I can't wait.
Number one.
Number one.
I didn't mean to like undersell the show you're listening to now. This is fine. I'm just saying Saturday's going to be a lot more fun. That's all I'm suggesting.
Yeah, Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mick?
Okay.
Andy?
Your sandwiches are ready. Andy?
Andy? Why is Aunt B singing Ballroom Blitz?
Andy?
She thinks she's the passionate one. Andy?
Now watch me fly this plane into a building in Mount Pilot.
Not interested in learning how to land.
I don't need to land. I just need to know how to take off.
Sex robots, number one, sex robots will soon feel love and suffering, devastating pain after we dump them. Expert
is
says...
Is that what you want?
Sex robots...
Does that make it better for you?
Why would you do this?
So that you can be stalked by your ex-sex robot?
You want to break...
I set her on stalk.
It's not enough to... I don't want to just have sex with a robot. I want to break its heart.
I'm going to boil your bunny.
What are you doing?
All you have to do is just, it's the default setting. Just click here and you've got her on stalking.
Professor Robin McKenzie is director of law and medical ethics at Kent Law School, claims that robotics will soon become so advanced they will become human-like and feel pain and suffering. Quote, humans' need for intimacy will drive the design and manufacture of sentient, self-aware male and female sex bots. These sex bots will be customized to become their purchaser's perfect partners. They will be like us in some ways, but not in others. Sex bots will be customized to love us, acquire deep knowledge of us, part of the self-customization process, and will be able to suffer.
Okay, so how much do they want for sex bots now? What do they cost? Has the price gone down at all yet?
I don't know.
And when will the stigma be gone so that you can actually take them out into public?
That's going to be in our lifetime.
So that you can actually take it to the mall.
No, that's going to be in our lifetime. And everyone's going to go, that's what we do.
No, it's not weird.
Yeah.
No, that's very modern.
Yeah. They did a survey, and basically, even now, everyone seems okay with people using sex robots as long as they're not married people. Like, single people can use sex robots and no one has a problem with it. It's if you're married and you're using a sex robot. And
people are up in arms about
that? Well, I mean, is that infidelity? I guess if the robot can feel emotions, I don't... This brave new world, obviously, is difficult for us all to navigate our way through. But they asked 432 people about the sex robot stuff. And the general consensus is, if a single person wants to have sex with a robot, that's fine. And they're working around the clock to make male sex robots for females.
They asked 432 people in North Carolina, but for some strange reason, nobody replied.
It's odd. Number two, 24 Amazon workers sent to the hospital after a robot there accidentally unleashed bear spray. This happened in New Jersey. 24 Amazon workers hospitalized after a robot tore a can of bear repellent spray in a warehouse. Now, was it doing this because it was upset because someone had just broke its heart? I'll show you, Kevin.
take it up with my union.
Two dozen workers treated at five local hospitals. My God, Robbinsville Township Communications and Public Information Officer said that one of the people was in critical condition while 30 additional workers were treated at the scene.
He slimed me.
An automated machine accidentally punctured a 9-ounce bear repellent can, releasing concentrated capsaicin, which is a major ingredient in pepper spray.
Well, they don't have to fear any bear attacks there.
I will say this. If any bear tries to come into the Amazon facility,
that's another day without a bear attack down here, guys.
I'm reading the statement here. The safety of our employees is a top priority, and as such, all employees in that area have been relocated to safe place, and employees experiencing symptoms are being treated on site. Yeah. A robot opening up a can of bear spray.
Listen, grin and bear it.
Oh, Darren. Look what you just did. I couldn't be more proud of you. Give that man a zing.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day, brought zing to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. We couldn't be prouder.
That's as proud
as we get, is what we're saying.
We're not capable.
We don't have the capability of being any prouder than that.
Amazon's automated robots put humans in life-threatening danger. That happened yesterday. Is this the last we've heard from humans versus robots? Somehow I think not.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Are you getting engaged on Christmas? Oh, look at you. Large selections of GIA certified loose diamonds and custom
aren't you something?
What a fantastic idea. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. They're locally owned and operated. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Like them on Facebook and check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio, and when you do with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport will be there the Saturday, December 8th at noon for a podcast. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And, of course, taste the Campriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses.
I guess we have a little bit of breaking news here. A bear did try to go into the Amazon facility.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and?
We have audio. This is a bear coming upon the Amazon facility that was evacuated when a robot opened up the bear repellent.
I want to kiss you.
Fuck a Ryan Outlaw. Holy man. What do you call that?
It's bear spray is what it is. Bear repellent.
Now
George.
I got this I got to deal with.
What's the matter with you guys?
Well, not you guys, you robots. The problem was the robots.
Come on, yeah. Let's go, you guys.
I know, right?
Jeez, brother.
Oh, look at
it. Probably just, you know, if it were George the Bear, he'd probably just sit there and huff the bear repellent.
Sure. It's better than the glue inside this head.
He's built up quite an immunity.
I got quite a tolerance for a lot of these things. Airplane glue doesn't faze me.
Not the most tolerant man.
No.
But a very tolerant bear.
High tolerance.
Maybe you'll have it.
Number three.
Let's stay in New Jersey for this next story. The guy's name is Brian Bates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Bates. Brian Bates is 47 years old, and can you guess what he's into? It's a hobby that you do by yourself.
Mm.
Guy with a history of exposing himself in public arrested after cops found him masturbating in front of women at a doctor's office. This happened yesterday. Brian Bates, who loves to expose himself, charged with criminal open lewdness for an incident at the Ridgewood Avenue office there.
At least I was being open about it. Your Honor, Your Eminence, please.
Officers went to the medical office for a report of a man who was exposing himself to patients. I'm going to read from the statement here now. Upon police arrival, officers found Bates... Sorry, I have to compose myself. This is an official police statement. I want to make sure I'm reading it with the gravity that it requires, and frankly, it demands. upon police arrival, officers found Bates in the bathroom with the door open while masturbating and simultaneously attempting to penetrate his anus with the handle of the toilet bowl scrubber.
Boy.
Get after
Unsuccessful,
it.
Unsuccessful, though, huh? Attempting to.
Damn near killed him.
He's just in there.
This is delicious. He's going to take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken. It was
strong. Yeah, we know you broke another one.
Get a new toilet, everything in that room. Go ahead. Act was witnessed by several adult females who were in the office.
Was wearing nothing but a scrubbing bubbles t-shirt. And a smile.
Taken to the medical center there for evaluation after he was booked at police headquarters. He has a string of arrests for similar acts going all the way back to 1997. Oh, jeez.
Well, I'm in my 21st year of doing this. You would think I'm getting better at it.
He's just...
The toilet scrubber is a new thing.
You know, I like to... You got to mix it up. I mean, I'm not...
I mean, it's...
I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel, or am I?
Yeah, but it's... I don't plan on being a broken record, though.
You know, I'm not going to rest on my laurels.
Uh-uh.
The public demands, you know...
Innovation.
Innovation meets luxury. I don't want any BS, and that includes me.
Do something about these damn flies.
When's the last time you and your dad sat down and watched Winnebago Man?
No, it's been a little while.
Will you do that over the Christmas holidays?
Perhaps.
Will you sit Ron down and just, Dad, let's watch a little bit of Winnebago Man?
You know what? I'm trying to remember.
That would make me happy.
I don't know that he was enjoyed it as much as I thought he would.
Really? That's disappointing to me.
Yeah.
I thought your dad would love that.
Yeah, I would too. Hey, what's going on with your fence?
I still don't have any answers on that stupid fence.
No satisfaction?
No. No, because here's the thing. I don't care anymore.
Well, there you go.
And is that what he was counting on?
Yeah, they just waited you out.
No, I will get the fence figured out. I just haven't had time
But you to think call. You think it might be more of a spring project?
Yeah, what are they going to do now?
Yeah, that's probably what they would say.
So you're basically giving the answers for
engineering departments. They developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading. I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck. What the fuck did I say? That didn't sound for shit, did it? And here, under the hood, we've stored something that'll really come in handy if it doesn't fall out and break my leg.
What we're doing is we're building a fucking industrial film.
Trying to give these guys everything they can get to me. That's it. Fuck it. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying.
Oh, he's the best. Yeah. Just
accoutrement.
Just the best. Did I say number four? Because this is number four, and I want to make sure.
Four.
Can watch that all day. This young girl in India, she's 12, and she's had more than 1,000 ants removed from her ears.
Oh, boy.
Since last
August.
You got
to stop sleeping on ants.
What's your prognosis there, Dr. Darren?
You're sleeping on an anthill, which I suppose is possible.
Doctors say the ants are nesting in her eardrum canal, and that around 10 live ants crawl out of her ears every day. More than 1,000 of them have been removed since August. Despite numerous attempts, doctors have been unable to keep the ants from...
They're not able to flush them out, huh? All of them.
They can't get them out. Despite numerous attempts, doctors have been unable to keep the ants from breeding inside her ears. The young lady's name is Shreya Darji. She's not experiencing any pain, even though doctors say the ants are biting her.
You've got a ton of squirrels out in your backyard.
Do I?
A ton of them.
Yeah, well, squirrels to me are proof of a loving God. And there's a bunny. That's a bunny in the corner.
Oh, that's a bunny in the corner.
Yeah, that's a rabbit, and the rest are squirrels. For some reason, though,
is that bunny with the band REM? Yeah, that's me in the corner.
So the doctors say that no damage has been done to her eardrums, and they've never seen anything like this.
Those squirrels are
going to
bring down that fence.
Maybe that's... Oh, yeah. All right.
They're trying to bring the fence down.
I'm counting 5 squirrels right now. Every once in a while, there will be, like, turf wars on that fence. There was one time, Darren, where...
Cupcake wars.
I'm dead serious. You can ask Jenny. We counted something like 22 squirrels, and they were just screaming at each other. I think there's, like, 2 groups of squirrels that don't get along.
It's like West Side Story.
Yeah, it's like the Sharks and the Jets, but they're all squirrels. Yeah, that's something else. And I like to pretend in my mind that one of the squirrels falls in love with another, you know, squirrel family, just like in West Side Story.
Named Maria.
Yeah, star-crossed squirrel lovers. That's, you know, in my mind, that's what goes on.
Five. Before we get to five, let's mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy one of their delicious hot chocolates. Perfect time for that. And it's the perfect time to get yourself some gift cards. They're the perfect gift to give if you have a coffee lover in your family. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards. Check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And the podcast, of course, is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to everything we've ever done and specialty programming, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We would appreciate that.
You know, speaking of hounds, and I hope you take this as a compliment, just an observation, about you, if you'll allow it.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met you years and years ago, you were very anti-pet. You didn't.
Well,
I
just didn't think I needed it.
You didn't see the need for people to have.
I didn't need it.
Animals.
I did. No, I don't. Not,
in their
not
homes.
Others. Not others. Just not me.
But if I would have told you at some point, you know, you're going to have a dog and love it, you would have said that was crazy.
Well,
and now you've got a number of dogs that you take very good care of. You love them with all your heart.
I've got greenies in the car.
You have spent. What are greenies?
They're like a dental treat.
Okay, because that used to mean something different.
Yeah.
Greenies and White Crosses got me through the 90s.
Got me through that second game in the doubleheader.
80s almost killed me. Let's not recall them quite so fondly. The fact of the matter is, you have now spent so much time with your beloved pooches that as a human being, you get distracted by squirrels. We're sitting here doing squirrel. A podcast. Squirrel. And it's,
well,
look at the squirrels.
I wouldn't
squirrels!
Have. No, I wouldn't have got distracted by a squirrel. Yeah. It's just that you had so many squirrels trying to bring a fence down. And the fat, and then I thought a big.
Do you think maybe they're in cahoots with
that big chubby squirrel over there? Is in fact a rabbit.
Yeah, the long ears are a giveaway.
Do people hunt rabbits like they used to? You don't hear about it.
I have a feeling before too long, people are going to be hunting rabbits a lot.
Well,
just put food on the table.
Yeah, I got you.
Just maybe we'll see.
But it just seems It just seems like people were hunting rabbits and having rabbits more.
Tell the neighbors you're having rabbit tonight.
Number five.
Very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, number five. I think this is fascinating.
Baby carrots and pearl onions. Rabbit.
I apologize to those of you that are listening to this in the future, and this has already happened. I hope you didn't miss out. On December 12th, Wednesday next.
Next Wednesday.
There is a comet that is coming close to the Earth. Actually, the closest approach will be on Sunday, December the 16th. You'll be able to see it as this comet comes around next Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. Its closest approach will be on Sunday night, December the 16th, all right?
Mm-hmm.
This comet will only be 7.1 million miles away from the Earth, which in cosmic terms is super close. Keep this in mind. The sun is 93 million miles away. This comet will only be 7 million miles away. It will be among the 10 closest comet approaches to happen since 1950, and it will be the 20th among the in the top 20 as far as proximity to Earth. Right, comets coming closest to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the top 20, going back to the 9th century.
And they knew about that in the 9th century.
So in the 800s, we were keeping records on comets. And we still have those.
Or we're capable of going back that far and figuring things out.
Okay.
I guess that's somebody's job.
That probably makes a lot more sense.
How that helps us, I don't know. But
this comet will be visible with the naked eye, although they say binoculars and small telescopes will probably be the best idea.
So what
you want to get away from the city lights.
What are you working on, Ron? Well, I'm putting together my top 20 list of... It is year end, so I'm putting together my top 20 list of the closest comets.
We're ranking them up and counting them down.
And now, on with the countdown.
Dear weird astronomy guy, this next
is that
story,
Don on the phone?
This story is about kids and pets and comets. Dear Don, I've got some photographs I want you to look
at. It's not always Don on the phone. Other people call here.
Is that Don on the phone? I want somebody to use their brains and not have me coming out of a comet that's about a dog dying here.
About 7 million miles away.
I don't know. It's just a very close comet, and I think that's very cool.
Kitty gave up on the squirrels and is now more interested in me.
Yeah, as always. The comet will be very close to us, and that's something to keep an eye out for. It's going to be very... The comet and its... comma? The fuzzy-looking area around the comet will be very large. So when this thing is streaking through the night sky, you'll see the comet. You'll see also a big area around it.
Uh-huh.
And that will be 2 to 3 times the diameter of the moon.
Mm.
So this is going to be huge. You're not looking for a sharp, like star-like object, but rather something that's spreading its light over a large area, they say. So keep an eye out for that. This thing's got a diameter of 3/4 of a mile. And it probably won't hit the Earth and kill us all, but, you know, it happens, it happens.
Well, at the very least, you'll be able to get to Capriati's.
That's the important thing. I'm glad you pointed that out. One final story. A Harvard scientist has come up with the perfect amount of French fries.
Mm-hmm, that you should have.
A serving size for French fries. When
yes.
You're having your potato, your French fried potatoes
yes.
with your hamburger sandwich. Professor at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health suggests that if you must eat French fries...
If you have these, otherwise it'll kill you.
Limit the portion size to 6.
Are these steak fries?
6 French fries.
Can I have steak fries?
If you eat any more than 6 fries, you're taking
You're asking
chances.
For it, yeah.
Study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Says the people that eat fried potatoes 2 to 3 times a week have a higher risk of diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease.
How many fries are in a small order?
Oh.
25, 30?
A small, small? Yeah, let's go with
small one.
Small, small fry. That's it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. Again, we're excited to be back on Saturday at Capriotti's.
Yeah, the show originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. That's where we're going to be on Saturday, so please join us there. And don't forget...
do it live!
While you're there, get Capriotti's gift cards, because if you spend $25 on Capriotti's gift cards, which everyone loves, it's a great gift, you're going to get $5 back in Cap Cash. Having a get-together, let Capriotti's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, corporate event. Capriotti's sure to be a hit if you're there for just lunch or dinner. Well, then, of course, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. We'll be there this Saturday, December 8th at noon, so join us for lunch. And again, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I tell you what. If you come to the podcast and you don't mention Nacho Radio, I'll wring your neck. And I'll tear it out by the root.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done.